culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why. They should not be ashamed of their past. Just explain the true mother is Black America. None other than Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness.
Miss Black America.
Miss Black America. We're so proud of you.
Miss Black America.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash good.
Monster mash.
Hey guys, this is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here with my lovely co-host Vibha. How are you, Vibha?
Hi guys, I'm doing good. Welcome back to another episode of Triple M. If you remember, last week we did Male Manipulator Music.
Yeah.
And this week, we're back with another Triple M, but inspired by Halloween weekend. Today, we have Malicious Monster Mash, which, of course, you just heard, Monster Mash, the iconic Halloween song. And next up, we have yet another iconic Halloween banger, we have Thriller by Michael Jackson. So,
oh, such a good one.
Enjoy your spooky weekends. Hopefully you're listening to this show as you get ready to hit the town.
Forgot to mention, guys, my name is Millie.
Pretty important.
Yeah. My bad, guys.
All right, here's Thriller by Michael Jackson. Hope you guys enjoy.
Of blood. to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
All right. Yeah. Well, I must admit, I can't explain.
Guys, if you're just tuning in, this is Triple M, and tonight the M stand for malevolent monster. Oh, I'm sorry, malicious monster mash. We're having a little weekend special.
Also malevolent though.
Yeah, it's, you know,
maybe it's quadruple M for this week.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh, I kind of like that. That's malicious, crazy. Malevolent monster mash. Say that 10 times fast.
No, my voice is gone. I can't. There's like a huge cold going around the entire campus. It's killing me, at least.
Yeah, speaking of malicious.
Yeah.
It's pretty malicious. I had it last week, but yeah, Millie over here has been honking all day. Stop. Don't know how else to describe it.
I'm going to start doing it again. Yeah, it sucks it's raining. I feel like tonight is the night to go out, and it's raining.
Yeah.
It was like a river outside the station.
That's true. It was. It's like sloshing around, but... it's not gonna stop everyone from having a banging Halloween weekend.
Banging Halloween weekend.
A malicious and malevolent Halloween weekend.
Vibba, what are you dressed as for Halloween?
I am dressed as somewhere between a ghoul, a witch, and a bat. Combination of all three.
Ooh.
Yeah. What about you, Millie?
That's crazy. Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a pirate.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I always want to do something fun for Halloween, mm-hmm. but I can never pull it together in time. I went to Goodwill, bought a pirate hat, and now we're here.
Yeah,
the,
fair enough.
The hat is on, and we're in the station. I was running across campus in full regalia.
Swashbuckling her way through campus.
Exactly. What's on deck, Vibba?
What's on deck? Well, you just heard Howlin' for You by the Black Keys. We're kind of switching between old classics like Michael Jackson and more modern stuff. So on the air, more modern stuff, we have everyone's favorite, Disturbia by Rihanna.
Oh, such a good one.
Here we go. Hope you guys enjoy.
What's wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? Feels like I'm going insane, yeah. It's a thief in the night to come and grab me.
Wow. What a great song to what did you say, Vova?
I believe I said that's a great song to swashbuckle to, which I know this is a radio show. Unfortunately, you couldn't see us swashbuckling to in here, but I hope you all were.
Oh, we were shanty. We were
seeing a shanty, indeed. but yeah, that was "I Want Candy" by Bow Wow Wow. Classic Halloween sentiment, I think so.
Who doesn't want candy?
Yeah, but next up, Millie, you want to introduce this next song of ours?
Oh, yes. It's
probably one of the favorites of the set
list. This is one of the classics of Halloween. This is "Calling on the Monsters" by Channa and McLean.
Here we go.
Wishing you could just awake.
Here we go. Wishing you could just awake.
Here we go.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax.
Hi guys, we're back again. You just heard Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Psycho Killers, great thing for Halloween, probably something you want to avoid in general. And speaking of things you might want to avoid, we have a PSA for you today about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Great words to consider for this Halloween weekend. Stay safe out there, especially in this pouring, pouring rain.
You're so right, Fibba.
Thanks, Millie. you've been hearing some great lineups, some classic bangers. We think we're going to go back to some oldies, but goodies.
What do you think we should play next? I don't know. I think we should play Cannibal.
I think we should hold back. I think we should hold back for that.
Oh. A little.
I think we might want to save that? Our top lineups, but, you know, I kind of have a prediction, a little bit of superstition as to what we could possibly have up next on the set list. Just a little bit. I wonder what it could be.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't know. Can you guys guess? Here we go.
Writings on the wall. Exactly. Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me when we all
fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal clash, killing the sun. Bury a friend. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Don't call me Gaga. I've never seen one like that before. Don't look at me like that. You amaze me.
He ate my heart. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. He ate my heart.
You amaze me.
I smuggle friends, she's seen you around before. She mumbles.
That boy is a monster.
Great song.
It's really profound.
I feel like my like lost voice is really good for like ASMR.
I think so. I think you should make an ASMR channel.
OMG. Yes. I'm gonna be like one of those ASMRists that eats like actual things.
ASMRist.
Yeah. Like they eat deodorant. That's gonna be me.
I can't believe I get like... to co-host with someone who eats deodorant.
No. It's gonna be like it's gonna be like fake deodorant, you know?
Right. Oh, that's good. That's
like,
better.
You though. Know those ASMRs that eat like shoes, but they're like made of food, but they're like they look like shoes? That's gonna be me.
Very niche. Yeah. Very unique. Unique in your individualism.
So, what were we gonna talk about again?
So, we think it'll be maybe let's talk about our most embarrassing Halloween costumes that we've had to this date, because I think you've got a pretty good story. I know I do. So.
Okay, you know what? You know, middle school was such a fun time for everyone. I dressed them as No Face, the, like, very, like, dark, the, like, robed character spirit from Spirited Away. I dressed up as him for eighth grade. I think I did a pretty good job, honestly. Like, I made a little, like, No Face mask out of some... like construction paper, like, and I wore like a little black dress and did some like fun little makeup with a black lip, but people did not get it. Like, people were like,
I don't see how they could
creeped out. They did not understand. And like, it was a cool costume.
No, it sounds really, really cool. That's not embarrassing. I think you were in the right and everyone else was in the wrong.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah. That's embarrassing for everyone else who didn't get that costume.
I'm like a PSA on my Instagram that's like, hey, to everyone who knew me in eighth grade.
Well, mine, on the other hand, was embarrassing for me and me alone. Freshman year of high school, I dressed as I was really into making costumes out of bad puns. And so I went as a beat boxer, but not the music kind. I did dress as like a rapper / beatboxer, but I had on boxing gloves and I stuck pictures of Beats, the vegetable, all over me, all over my costume. And I had to stand in front of the entire school and do a trivia costume dressed like that and beatbox in front of the entire school.
You did well, though.
And
you slayed.
Billy did not go to my high school. I'd like to clarify. She has not seen this. But I appreciate the faith.
I heard that you did well.
That is my embarrassing Halloween costume story. But...
I mean, I would pay to see that now.
Hopefully, I think you'll never see the light of day.
I think you should recreate it at least once.
We'll see. We'll see how next year goes. But
hopefully it won't be as rainy.
That's always a hope. Yeah. Hopefully tomorrow for actual Halloween it will not be raining.
I think it is.
Millie, you don't need to say that.
Not to crush everyone's dreams, but I think it is. Well, on a lighter note. Here's Cannibal by Kesha.
But just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. If you know what's good for you, I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I'd stalk in school. But now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool. I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
You up.
I
a platter. Use your finger to stir my tea, and for dessert I'll suck your teeth. Be too sweet and you'll be a goner.
Yep.
I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer.
I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
Coming out.
What a great song. I love that song.
Truly a classic. The awoos are
I think I listen to that song at least once a day.
Good. Like part of my morning routine.
Yeah. On the way to class.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it should be a wolf next year.
A little furry vibes. Just a little furry vibes.
Just a bit, but it's Shakira, so it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. She can do what she wants. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to our malicious Monster Mash this fine Halloween weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This was a lot of fun. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, this was fun. I'd just like to say that I think my favorite song was Cannibal by Kesha. Kesha's, like, unbeatable. At least for, like, getting ready music or, like, in the club music.
That's always true. I think I'd have to say mine is Disturbia by Rihanna.
Yes.
Because I can't cheat on Disturbia by Rihanna.
Of course. I mean, they don't make that kind of music like they used to.
They don't.
I sound like an old man, but it's true.
No, I mean, no one lets out music like Kesha anymore.
Yeah. Also, G6, I don't know who it's by, but that song...
We could all be a little more fly like a G6.
Yeah, it does something to me.
Speaking of music that they just don't make anymore, I think one Kesha song is not enough Kesha.
Oh, yeah.
So,
sorry, guys.
To wrap up, here's TikTok by Kesha. Thank you for jamming with us tonight.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
This is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform.
Bye, guys.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties. Trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock. But the party don't stop, no. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he's getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. Out of the police, shut us down. Police, shut us down. Po, shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Walk in. Don't stop.